Okay, so today is a training call. So we are going to go into a couple of different topics. And knowing that some of you have been with me for a long time, some of you came to Powerhouse Florida, some of you are VIP clients. So some of you have heard this training before. So at least this first segment, and then we'll go into another segment. I also am going to add a couple things. So it's just for some advanced questions as well. So today we are going to talk about your marketing mission statement, our favorite topic on the planet. And the reason why we're going to this is that one, if you haven't done this training before, this is one of the foundational trainings that I feel so strongly that you need in order to really be clear with who it is that you're serving and how you're helping them. Also, for those of you who've done a training like this or even done this training with me, just know that it's always a good training to come back to because as you evolve and as your business evolves, as your purpose evolves, your message evolves too, and the type of people that you attract also evolves. So it's really good to come back to this. So I invite you to stay open and trust the process. And then typically I ask four questions. And in fact, I did share this recently. I was a guest trainer on Coffee with Shanda, and I even went over these questions. And even people who have heard things like this were all commenting, and there were like thousands of views on it. So it was really, really great. And then I'm going to add some additional questions so you can even get further into your messaging, and the clearer you are, the better you are when it comes to every single communication point that you have with your ideal clients. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, so whether you're watching this live or watching the replay, I invite you to grab a pen and notebook. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask some questions that you can answer. And this is an exercise you can come back to time and time and time again as you evolve. Jess has her powerhouse journal. I love it. Limited edition. Love it. Okay. So, and even after you listen to this training, you can come back to this and do some more journaling around it, and it's going to be great. Okay. So this is your marketing mission statement. Even the other day, I was talking to one of my colleagues who's had a business for more than 5 years, and she's got an online following. She has an email list. She has strong social media presence. And she was sharing with me vulnerably that she still feels like her message is not unique enough. And when I took a look at it, I agreed. So it's not that you can't have a business if your message is not unique. It's just so much better and stronger, and you'll stand out more in your industry if your message is unique. I've heard a lot of people in their industries say things like, you know, if you're a coach, for example, and I used to say things like this too, where, I help people create a business and lifestyle they love, you know, or in the health industry, I help you create a body and lifestyle you love. Like it sounds lovely, and there's a million other people using the same kind of a line. So in your own industry, in your own message, in your own offering, ideally you allow your own unique gift to shine through, your own unique point of view to shine through, and you dedicate this type of messaging to your ideal client. So here are the questions. And so I have the four main questions, and then to take it a step further as like an advanced marketing mission statement training, I have a few more questions that you can answer, okay? And save this in your notes as far as something you can come back to time and time again as you evolve, okay? So we're going to dive right in, creating your marketing mission statement. So the first question number one is, who do you serve? Another way to ask this question is, who is your ideal client? Now, on a later training, we'll go really deep into who your ideal client is. For the sake of this exercise, then you can think about, is it women? Is it men? Is it women who want to lose weight? Is it children? Is it teens? Is it people who want to expand their spirituality? Is it mothers who lead a busy life? Who is it that you serve? Okay, so that's number one. You can take notes, you can start answering them. I'm going to go through them. And remember, you can come back to expanding on your answers later. Number two is of this ideal client that you have, of these individuals, what is their desired result? What do they want? What do they want? And if you don't know, as a tip, you can really start to think about who in your circle of influence that you know right now is your, like, embodies your ideal client, or maybe you're already working with clients and you have some favorites, then you can reach out to them and ask them, what do they want? You know, interview your clients or interview people who represent your ideal client to find out what it is that they want. I'll tell you, every single person that's ever come to me that I attract, first and foremost, wants to help people. They want to make a difference. And I beautifully attract the most generous people on the planet, which is all of you. You just want to, first and foremost, make a difference. You are fulfilled by helping others, and I love that about you. Second, you do want financial peace in your life. So some might say financial freedom, financial peace. I just want to be able to pay my bills, travel when I want to travel, and feel like I can help others when I want to, you know, like, so it's no big deal. So I know that the top two things my ideal clients want as coaches and service-based entrepreneurs and those who are making a difference is to make a difference and help people and to create financial peace or financial freedom. So listen deeply to your ideal clients and to your clients and people who embody that and what it is they want. And you'll see a golden thread if you haven't already. Okay. So number one is, who is it that you serve? Number two is, what is their desired result? The third one is, what is your title? What is your title? So for example, are you a social media expert? Are you an artist? Are you a self-love and energy coach? I'm looking at some of your faces in here. Are you a spiritual guide? You know, like, are you a medium? What is your title? Are you a love coach, relationships coach? If you want to get more, you can even get more specific in your field. Are you a dating coach? I interviewed an expert once on one of my speaker series, and she was a breathing expert. She taught people how to breathe. I was fascinated. I was like, wow, really? She goes, how are you breathing right now? I'm like, then I started to be aware of my breath and breathing deeply. And she talked about expansiveness. She talked about how most people don't really know how to breathe. It's amazing, right? So you can think about what is that unique thing that you do, and then think about what is your title, or the best description of a title. Okay, thanks, Gustavo. I was about to meet you. okay, so moving along. So the fourth question for your marketing mission statement, and this is where your uniqueness really gets to shine through, is from your strong point of view, what are 2 to 3 core elements that you believe your ideal clients need to achieve their desired result? What are 2 to 3 core elements that you believe they need to achieve their desired result? So for example, for me, from my strong point of view, the 3 core elements I believe you need so strongly to achieve this, being able to help more people, to make a bigger impact, to increase your income, is to create, like, at a very foundational level. So there might be many things that you believe that they need. From a foundational level, what is it? So for me, from my point of view, for my coaches and service-based entrepreneurs, it's to create your signature offering. So knowing your pricing and packaging, I believe that you should be a premium, or you should have a premium offering. You should be at the top of your game. The second element is to know how to deeply connect with your ideal clients, both online and in person, and then know how to make an offer that is heart-centered. So this is congruent. So you can also write down the word congruent, focus on congruency. It's my create, connect, offer system that I myself created. Okay. So when you think about your 2 to 3 core elements, what do you feel so strongly they need, your ideal clients need, to achieve that desired result? Okay. And you can come back to this later if you want to continue writing about this. And I'll open up for Q&A in just a moment, okay? One thing that I've been sharing a little bit on my Facebook Lives and even in some private coaching calls is to write this down. PSR. Problem, solution, result. Okay, so this is kind of the next level training, PSR, problem, solution, result. So what is their problem if they have a problem? Another way to look at this, sometimes people don't want to focus on problems. You can focus on opportunity. What is their opportunity? Okay, so you decide based on what it is you offer, how you want to look at it. There's no right or wrong answer, okay? S is the solution. What solution do you provide for them to get to their vision or their desired result? And then what is the result? PSR, or for those who use opportunity, OSR, the power in these three letters and these three things is this can also not only help you with your messaging, but it can help you with your storytelling. So storytelling is another element that I'll be providing a lot of guidance into because stories connect. And as the cheesy saying goes, connection is currency. So when you can become masterful at storytelling around problem, solution, result, that is going to help you in every part of messaging that you put out there in the world. Everything from speaking on webinars, speaking on stages, even in your one-on-one conversations, your enrollment conversations, when you can share, because think of it this way, it can be your own journey, PSR. What was your problem? What was the solution? What was the result? It can be a testimonial where you can embed a testimonial. I know, Sonia, you and I have worked on this for your talks, you know, thinking about the people you've helped and what was their problem, what was the solution, and what was the result. So do you see what I'm saying here? Not if you understand what I'm saying. Yes. So as a side note, what you can do is to think about, and I've mentioned this to some of you in the past, what are the stories of your life or the stories of some of your best clients for those of you already working with clients? And then take that, take them through that PSR framework. And we'll go deeper into storytelling on a separate call. This can be at a foundational level, you know, a baseline of what you can create in terms of when you're giving examples, okay? Okay, moving along. Is everybody with me? We're good? Okay. So some bonus questions to really get your messaging dialed in are, so what, okay, I was jumping ahead already. What examples can you share? So when you're thinking about your marketing mission statement, if you want to take it a step further, what examples can you share? Another question, so let me just put here. So that's question number five as a bonus question. Bonus question number six, what do you want to become known for? Or if you're a grammar queen, we don't use prepositions at the end of the question. For what do you want to become known? I know, my mom was an English teacher, so can't help it. And number seven, lucky number seven, and this is another one that you can do some journaling around that can really help you with your messaging. Okay. So question number seven, if someone were to refer a potential client to you, what would you want them to say? My vision for Powerhouse Mastermind is that every person in this group can easily and effortlessly refer every person in this group. And the only way that can happen is if each of you totally stand in your power and take responsibility and get your messaging to a point when you're sharing it and practicing it with one another to the point where everybody gets what you do. Everybody gets what you do. This is a container where you get to practice that. And then if you get it to a point where you've mastered it within this container, guess what you get to do out there in the world, you know? And I do that myself in my own community. It didn't start off with me being so clear. Now people come to me telling me what I do. I'm like, yes, you're right. Words and messaging are my strength. Yes, I'm good at deep connection. Yes, I can help you on your copywriting, content creation, storytelling, sales conversations. Like the people in my community have my messaging dialed in because I practice it enough. I listen to the frequently asked questions. I spoke about what it is I do. I raised my hand to ask questions. I got up in front of the room at the masterminds. I, I didn't do that at the beginning. So I'm sharing this so that you know that when you really choose to stand in your power within a community and really be in contribution, but also get what you came here to get too, right? Receive, receive, receive. Then imagine what would happen if all of a sudden 20 people and eventually 77 people are all telling others what it is that you do in a way where they're like, oh my gosh, I want to talk to Gustavo. He sounds like exactly who I need to talk to. And you've got all these people spreading your message, right? Not only in this container, then it's on social media, then it's on whatever platforms you choose to share with the world what it is you do, so that your audience now is also telling people what you do. And this is for you even if you don't have an email list. Social media is, we're so blessed to have that as a platform. I use that platform. It is so powerful. It is so powerful. And I know some of you were on my day one. Today was day one of the May Marketing Bootcamp. So just as a reminder, for those of you who are on the live call and are still watching this in May of 2018, I know somebody's going to be watching this in 2019 or beyond. Every single day in May, I'm on at 9 a.m. Pacific on my public profile page, which Susan can share, I'm sure. And I'm giving you the best of what I've got every weekday in May. So if you're able to join me live, I would love for Powerhouse to be represented, and I would love to help you even further beyond what we're doing in these calls, okay? So, and even if you aren't able to come on live, check it out later in the day, watch it, take notes, and then post any questions that you have, okay? Okay, and then with everything to bring you back to the marketing mission statement, always think about what's in it for them and why should they care? What's in it for them and why should they care? Because initially, sometimes my experience of entrepreneurs, myself included, it's all about me, right? It's all about me, what I create, what I do. It's, back in my advertising sales days, we talk about features versus benefits. So the features may be my program includes 2 coaching calls per month, group coaching calls. One of them is a training call. One of them is an accountability call. 3 times a year, we have a 2-day in-person live mastermind event. We have a Facebook. These are all features of the program. What's the benefit to you? The benefit to you is that you'll get to connect in with the community. The benefit to you is that you said you want to make a bigger difference. And then with the elements and the modules I'll be teaching you, it's going to help you make a bigger difference in this world. So features versus benefits is a really big deal if you've never practiced that. And you want to think about what's in it for them and why should they care? So even with my colleague who's had a business for 5+ years and is still struggling with her messaging, one of the things that a coach that she was talking to just very directly said to her, you've got to improve your messaging because why should I care? You know, and it wasn't to be rude. It was just saying, you sound basically, your messaging sounds like every other coach in your industry. So this is where your point of view is really important because you get to have one, you get to have your own point of view. You get to take a stand and know that when you take a stand and what you believe in, it may repel those who don't align with you. And that's a good thing too. And it'll attract the people who totally resonate with you. And those people are going to love you and they're going to want to be a part of your community or really enroll in what it is you're offering, whether it's a retreat, workshop, experience. You know, some of you may be creating products. You know, who do you want to make a difference for is another way to ask that question number one. Who do you serve? Who do you want to make a difference for? Okay. So, okay, I'm going to take a moment here and pause and see if you have any questions. So in thinking about your notes that you've written down and maybe jotted down some of your own answers. Okay, Sonia, I'm going to unmute you. Okay. Hey.
I have a question. Is it a good idea to, like, if I'm not clear, what is their desired result? Like, need to be clear on that. And you said ask some clients or people that represent them to do like a, they call it a little bit like a market research, to talk to a certain amount of people, ask them the same questions, And would you recommend to asking them, to ask that question, what is it that you want? What's your desired result? Or which questions would you ask them that will help me to create a clearer mission statement?
Yeah, so with you, Sonia, because of, so where Sonia is, she actually has an email list and a following online. I would actually do two things. One is, if you haven't surveyed your list in a while, I would send a survey, like I know you've done in the past, you know, where there's maybe 7 questions, 6 of them are multiple choice, 1 of them is open-ended. That way you can get real true statistics. And then I would also reach out to even 5 of your ideal clients, people who embody your ideal client, whether they are a client or not. And I would interview them. So it wouldn't be multiple choice, of course, right? It would be actually just going on a deeper level. Even if you think you know the answers, if it's people you've been working with, just say, okay. Yeah. And just carve out some time and just reach out to them and say, you know, you can even say to them, you embody my most ideal client. And if you're open to it, I would love to ask you some questions. And by you helping me, it'll also help me make a bigger difference for people. And it might help you too, even in our, you know, Q&A. So are you open to that? You just ask people for help. Most people love helping. Okay.
And, totally open. And I also want to keep it short, obviously. What are the 2, 3, or 5 questions you want to ask them that will help me?
Perfect. Yeah. And you could even record it, right? You could be on Skype or Zoom and record it so you can go back to it. I would ask them, what do they want? And for people who are, you know, more like analytical, then you'll want to be more specific. So it could be, how do you want to feel in your body? Or how do you want to feel? Like, so Sonia has a really unique, I mean, all of you have really unique offerings. For hers, I feel like there's been a uniqueness to her messaging that has been a stretch, you know, in terms of self-love and energy work. So you can talk about, like, what do they want within what you offer? And that can be for all of you, you know? So Jess, you could say, when it comes to your social media, what do you want? Sometimes if you leave it too open, unless, like, I'm like a big vision person. So if somebody says, what do you want? I'll be like, I'm going to tell you everything, you know? But if you're wanting to be specific to business or health or in your spirituality or in your social media, like, you know, if you want a more specific answer, then ask a more specific question. Okay. So find out what it is what they want. I would find out what's their biggest challenge or pain point or obstacle in relation to what they want. So another way of asking that is, like, what's holding you back from being there already? And if you could learn one thing about this area, what would it be? So it's just different ways of asking them what they want and what's holding them back. So that's going to help define, Isabel, I'm going to mute you, what your messaging is for them. Also, this can help you give examples. Storytelling is everything, you know, like, I mean, anytime you're communicating with people, if you can embed some storytelling. And then I was on with my sales team today and talking about even embedding what it is you offer, even, you know, even better. So what do I mean by that? Oftentimes I'll be on, you know, either if I'm speaking online or on a stage, I may nonchalantly mention Powerhouse California or Powerhouse Mastermind, you know, so things that are coming up. So I'll say, yeah. So, my client Cece was talking to me. She's in my Powerhouse Mastermind. It's a, you know, ongoing group coaching program and community. Like, it's nonchalant, and I am purposefully embedding it so that people hear it as, like, oh, so if I want to work with her, that's one way I can work with her. So as you're creating your messaging, think about how you can embed your offerings within that. Does this make sense? We're going to go deeper into this. Okay. Yeah. So Sonia, first of all, did I answer your question about questions you can ask people and how to survey your ideas? Okay, perfect. And all of you can do this. So just think, sometimes I'll give different recommendations and coaching to different people based on where you are. So think about what's relevant to you. So for example, if you don't have an email list or an online following, you can still survey people and think, just instead interview them and have a few questions. And if you want to meet with them in person, grab coffee, you know, and I mean, there's all sorts of ways you can do this. This is where you just open yourself up to possibility. Okay. Does that help? And then to bring it back to embedding, once again, when we do more storytelling training, I'm going to give you the best of what I've got in embedding congruencies. So here's just some teasers. It's like a trailer. Some teasers are, when you think about the stories and examples you share, they get to be congruent to what you offer. And then when you are offering a program, a product, a service or opportunity, then you can embed those by seeding them into the words and messaging that you use. And I'm telling you this also because as you notice, like for those of you who come to my Facebook Lives, my May Marketing Bootcamp, or if you ever see me speak on something, it'll be fun for me to hear if you listen for any time I mention Powerhouse Mastermind and a little, just a nonchalant description of what it is. Or when I storytell about a client of mine, that's a testimonial, right? It's a story where PSR is happening. Here's the problem she had, here was the solution, and here was the result, and if she can do it, you can do it too. That's an embedded testimonial with a congruency to my offering. It's like magic, right? So it's giving people an insight to who you are and what you do. It's representing your marketing mission statement. Does that make sense? Okay, any other questions? Just looking at the chat if there's any questions. Does anyone want to, okay, Jess?
So I have a question. So sure. I just am getting started in my business. So with the PSRs, I feel like mine don't necessarily relate to what I'm currently doing. I mean, they do, but like all of my PSRs, and I know we've talked about this a little bit, but all of my PSRs are from when I was actually doing other people's social media myself, and now I'm coaching.
That's fine.
Strategy. So is it okay to still use like the brands I worked on instead of the coaching that I'm doing since I just started coaching?
Yep. Cause this is where you can implement what's in it for them and why should they care, right? Okay. They want to just know that what you're offering them can get them to where they want to go. Okay. So when I started in my business, I hadn't worked with my own coaching clients. However, I had also helped other businesses grow in, you know, marketing and sales and, you know, messaging, right? Even copywriting. So a lot of what I did before relates to what I do now. So I would say, and I just be transparent about it, you know, just, so how many years did you do that for other companies?
I started doing social media before I even graduated college. So like 4 years now.
Okay. So you could say, you know, over the course of 4 years, I've helped a lot of businesses, you know, have breakthroughs when it comes to their social media. So remember storytelling. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, for example, when I worked with, you know, and you can even just be transparent, say, you know, in the past I used to actually provide the services and now I teach you how to fish, you know, now I teach you how to do it so that you or someone on your team can do it for you. So for example, when I worked with XYZ company, this is what, you know, this was their problem. Here's what we did as a strategy and here's the solution. You know, here's what happened as like, I always like to say tying it up in a bow. Here's the success story. As a result of me providing this strategy and solution, this is what happened. So now, right, bring it to the now. Now, here's how I help my clients grow, is I teach you this very strategy amongst others in social media for you to increase your likes, for you to be speaking to your ideal clients, for you to whatever, you know, like depending on what it is that they need. Get your Facebook Lives up and running or get your Instagram to a point where you've got tens of thousands, if not more, followers and knowing how to make it look a certain way to be in line. Like, just think about the... So here's another key point. Think about the sound bites. Like what are the bullet points you want people to hear time and time again so that it makes it easier for them to know, first of all, if they're your ideal client or how to refer to you.
Okay.
What are the sound bites? When people think of you, what do you want them to think about? Or vice versa, when people think about Instagram and how to rock out their Instagram, they should think of Jess, right? And why is that, right? Like vice versa. Like I want anyone who's thinking about marketing messaging, I want my name to come up in conversations, you know? Right? Or heart-centered sales conversation. There's a few things I feel so strongly people need to achieve the desired result. So I want to become known for, and I believe I am becoming more and more known for marketing messaging, building a deep connection with your ideal clients, words and messaging that totally land and are received by your ideal clients. You know, things like this, so that now people come to me and they say that back to me. So it's the referral part of it amplifies with everything you do because the consistency, the frequency, and the congruency are all there. And as soon as you see people glazing over, interrupt yourself. Say, so for example, I do that all the time. Now you're going to catch me say like, wow, there's another example for me. It's because I know that stories connect. That's where it lands. I can tell if I talk strategy all day long, step number one is this. I would lose you in 2 seconds because attention span, you know? So for example, when I helped so-and-so, they came to me because they really, you know, were struggling with their Instagram account. They knew how to post pictures and write a hashtag, but they didn't know what they were doing, you know? And then think, here's the other key thing. Think about what people's vulnerability, like your ideal client's vulnerabilities are. What are they saying to you in their own words? This is where the deep connection piece comes in. So what I mean by deep connection, one of the elements of deep connection is to get so clear with what are some of the deep connection statements that you can also embed into your communication with people. And an example of that, see, for example, Jess, you can say, you know, if I was your ideal client, or if I say I was a client, you're telling a story about me, right? You could say, yeah, when Amy first came to me, you know, she's an entrepreneur that's been growing her business for the last few years. And she came to me because she knows the importance of social media. And she also knows that there's always so much more to learn. And in fact, when she came to me, here's what she said, right? And then quote, whether or not it was someone that was your client or someone you were working for, don't get caught up in the weeds of it all. Get connected with what was the vulnerable statement. So you could say, Amy came to me and here's what she said, and then emphasize it, right? So you could say she came to me and she said, you know I should really be doing more on social media, especially Instagram. I know how hot Instagram is. And I just don't know what strategy I should use to get it to a point where I can build my following. That right there is a deep connection statement that I guarantee your ideal clients are all feeling and thinking, right? I know I should be doing this. I don't know how.
Yeah.
And then you could say, and that's where I come in. Oh, solution, right? And that's where I come in. Because I have been dedicating the last 4 years of my life to helping businesses with getting their social media. By the way, Instagram's my favorite, right? It's your favorite, right?
Yeah, by far.
By far.
You should all be.
Right? Exactly, okay. Right? So even on this call, for anyone who didn't know about you, now knows, okay, there's something about Jess around social media. She loves Instagram and she's helping businesses grow. Like at a bare minimum, everyone on this call right now should know a little bit more about your marketing message. Right? It's powerful. Does that help?
Super helpful. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, Kate Robbins.
Okay, so I have to share, first of all, today I was with my very favorite client who we've just, her life has transformed from anxiety. She couldn't leave the house to now she's doing card readings on Instagram for, you know, the public, right?
Okay.
And so that was something I was like, oh, Instagram's really cool. And I told her today about Jess. And I said, she is like the Instagram queen. Like she's the girl you need to talk to. Here's a couple tips I can give you that she shared with me, but she's really, you got to talk to Jess, you know? And it was, to me, really exciting to be able to get someone from, you know, one place to the other and then pass her off to, you know, the next person. Let her business grow. Like she's now influencing other people with these amazing card readings. And it's just like, yay. So that there, you know, I get to connect two new people and it was just so rewarding. So I wanted to share that. And then also, I want to go back to Sonia's question. There was like, you offered a third, I think, and I just totally didn't get it. I don't know why, but maybe there was only two questions that you offered and I can always go back to the replay, but
oh, yeah.
I'm wondering if the third point.
Okay. So, and I'm probably not going to say this word for word, but find out what it is that they want. And it could be what they want in your industry. Uh-huh. You're talking about the interviews, right?
Yes.
Yes. What is, you know, what is their pain point?
Yeah.
Or obstacle, or uh-huh. You know, what's holding them back from what they want.
What's holding them back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sonia, did you write it down?
Was there a third? I mean, maybe I just, oh, okay. She's writing.
Third was the anticipation. Oh, if there's one thing, that's right. If there's one thing in this area that you could, you know, figure out or that you would like to learn, what would that be?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, they're all major gold nuggets. I'm like, taking notes furiously. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you can also think about, you know, prior to interviewing your ideal client, this is how I create even new questions as an example. So I would think about, what do I need to know to best serve this individual? Like, what key elements do I need in order to make the biggest difference for this person, to know where they are now, where it is that they want to go, and what's missing? So another question you say is, what's missing for you right now? Okay. It's gonna be so fun when we get deeper and deeper into, once we go into offer, you know, really like what's your offering, and really just taking that to a whole new level, because this is where you really get to go deep with them and find out what's missing for them. Or even as I've been further training my sales team, finding out, is this the year that you've decided to have this breakthrough? And how committed are you? You know, so I'm kind of, I can't help myself but go there, because these are such powerful questions. And I know some of you are already having enrollment conversations. So there have been some calls with people where I just get fired up for them and with them around their vision. And then I just simply ask them, because I believe everything comes down to a decision, followed by a commitment, followed by action. So I'll simply ask them, have you decided that this is your year, that this is your time? Have you decided, have you really, and I always invite them to be transparent with me, and I speak from my heart. Have you decided that this is your year or not? Maybe this is the year that you get to coast. Like, I'm not trying to force them or persuade them one way or the other. I'm just simply asking the question, because I know that I can feel it when somebody has decided. I can, and I think you can too, intuitively, right? You know when you feel it, and that's when you know that when their resistance comes up, it's simply fear that's showing up, and you get to walk through it with them. So that's going to be on a different training in terms of offerings and handling sales objections and all that. Okay. Okay. So, okay. So moving along. Okay. I wanted to see, is there any other questions, or does anyone else want to share as a practice of what you wrote down as the answers? How about one person share what you wrote down as the answers to some of the, even if it's some of the questions? Okay, Angel Amy, I had a feeling. So funny. Oh, I think okay, you unmute, I won't unmute. I think we did at the same time. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm kind of looking at this a little backwards in, but I think this is where I'm going with it, is so in our last one-on-one, we determined that my ideal client are adults, or, well, adults that have children or would like to call in children that have a deep desire for world peace.
Mm-hmm.
So since this was a channeled vision, I kind of feel like I know what it is and what I have to do. I don't know how it falls into these five questions. Like, I'd have to sit with it and then break it down kind of backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I'm a little stuck on right now, Miss Amy, is, I don't know if this is what you want from me, is I have built this business as a psychic medium, and I'm now starting to pull away from the grief aspect and take these little gods and goddesses, children that are here on earth, and coach the parents that have them. So I am, you know, starting to explore, I know I'm a spiritual teacher. Do I just stick with that? I know I channel Christ, the Christ consciousness. Am I calling myself a channel for Christ? I don't know the best way to go about it for marketing, only because psychic medium has served me so well, yet I'm not really that anymore.
Okay. Yeah, this
is a great question. Am I allowed to ask that here, or do
we? Of course, yeah, okay. You're fine. Okay. You're totally fine. Yeah, it's all good. So here's what I'll say about when it comes to titles. I also have a thought for you from transitioning from one to the other. So first, starting with titles, I like to think of titles as outfits. And early on, I just tried on multiple outfits, right? So at one point I was like a marketing lifestyle expert. And then I was a success mentor. You know, I avoided business coach because I thought it sounded so boring. And then I realized, well, it's not gonna be boring if I'm wearing that outfit. So, you know what I mean? And that's what resonated. So think about trying on different titles and seeing what lands with your ideal clients. So okay. You can practice it in conversation and just say, yeah, as a spiritual guide, da 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 da, you know, or when people ask you what it is you do, be playful with it, have fun with it. And then make a decision. So don't keep playing with it. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. I think asking my students, my adult students, mm-hmm. would be a great place to start too. Okay, mm-hmm. okay that's yeah. great advice. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's the first thing. The second, okay, so what I'm hearing you say, and I know we've talked about this a little bit, is that you're transitioning from more the mediumship and what would you say, channeling, that kind of thing? I mean, you're still channeling, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Over to guiding these adults. So when I transitioned from having two businesses with two different, totally different messages that were both too broad into one, I used storytelling. Okay.
Which I love that. That yeah. resonates deeply with me.
Okay. Right? So okay. that way you're not saying, I used to do this and now I do this, right? Instead, mm-hmm. instead you can say, over the years, with my experience in this, I got to connect with so many incredible individuals. And what I have realized is that my passion, my calling, what I'm being guided to do is to help adults of children or adults of children that they're wanting to call into their lives who are here for world peace, who either have a strong desire or they have the ability. I remember you saying the word ability last time we talked.
Yeah.
You know, special, unique abilities to create world peace. So it's a difference between I was doing this, now I'm doing this. You can say, through my experience, this is what happened and which guided me to what I'm doing now. And this is what my commitment is. This is what you can count on me for. You know, so another thing you can all write down for marketing messaging is this is what you can count on me for, dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
Right? So that people know how they can really depend on you. Not to create codependency, but what can they rely on you for? For what? Susan laughs. For what? Can you, the preposition thing. The struggle is real. Ah.
Okay. I don't know if I answered your question, but.
No, but see, it's just trust the process, you know, embrace the process. So when I open it up, you know, like remember, for those of you who are recovering perfectionists like me, let it go and just speak up. Because the good thing is even when you volunteer, and I know sometimes when we're new in a program, I know for me anyway, I would hold back. I used to hold back. Now I'm like, I got a question. And I just, because I know that no matter what my question is or what I bring up, that it's going to energetically move me forward. And then as part of a community, if we all do more of that, then we're all helping each other energetically move forward. Okay. So sure. On that note, it's already time. My goodness. Time flies when you're having fun. So I'm really excited about even just today's training. I hope it's been helpful for you to have some exercises that you can do. So here's the action step that I recommend moving forward is to look at the questions and you may have already started answering them and just sit with each question. Like take a little time with each of them and then think about the examples and stories that you can share. And think about even, you know, what are you taking a stand for? Who are you taking a stand for? And really being clear about what your strong point of view is. That is a key element right here, okay? And if you want to take it a step further, and some of you I know will be watching this back to hear about the CSR as well as congruencies, you know, really having that congruency. Like I did a little bit of advanced training in here because I know all of you can handle it, right? Where it's about embedding congruencies. There's a lot of things that you connect in your messaging, which is going to be relevant in all of the marketing that you do, all the communication that you do, and even the enrollment conversations you have, whether you're having them now or down the road, okay? So any last questions before we wrap this one up? Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. I see the chats. You're welcome. Okay, great. Okay, so on that note, I know a lot of you are coming into Seattle next week. Really excited to see you. And even if you're not able to come, just know that I honor you and I invite you to honor where you are. And between our calls, make sure that you're connecting in. I'm inviting you to really engage within the community. So even if you take a few minutes each day and pop into the Facebook group page and share something or comment on someone's update. This is where the community really can bond when we're not on a call together or in person together. Okay. I know that some of you are more active than others. Sherelle has been amazing in sharing what her commitments are. So it doesn't have to take a lot of time. If anyone in here is having a time conversation come up, I invite you to let that go, because anyone can take a few minutes out of every day to connect in, to be a part of the community. Okay. And remember, on day one, for those of you who started with me on day one, I said, this is your chance to decide how you're going to show up in this community and let it be a reflection of how you're showing up in life. So if I were you, I would want to make sure that I showed up to the best of my ability so that not only would everybody in the group know who I am, what I stand for, what my message is, so it's easy to refer people to me, I'd also want to be in contribution to the community, because that's when the magic happens, okay? So if you're like thinking about it now and fired up, but then tomorrow you're like completely like, wait, that's on the back burner, then put it in your calendar. Like, do something to get you into the habit of popping into the Facebook group page, sharing something, asking something, commenting on something, even if it's just a few minutes, okay? You can do it when you're in line at the grocery store. Just pull up your phone. It's not that hard. So, with love. Okay, so on that, I'm going to wrap this one up. Thank you for your presence and great questions, and for focusing today on creating or up-leveling your marketing mission statement. And this is something you can come back to time and time again and answer these questions and watch as your messaging evolves. Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of your day and week. And I'll see a lot of you next week. And for those of you watching the replay, go ahead and post any marketing messaging and mission statement into the Facebook group page so we can comment on it and support you any way that we can. Okay. All right. Have a good one, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.